Chapter 551 to 600. Yes, it's her. Madame Campos played a card. Men, they need to be controlled. If not, they'll hook up with someone else. You have a point there. Catherine played her last card. I win. Madame Campos wrote a check with a dark expression. Don't you understand what I'm saying? I understand, Catherine said calmly, but nowadays, isn't it very normal for men? Madame Campos felt humiliated. Those are just rumors. I'm talking about you now. I told you, how many men wouldn't cheat on their wives? Furthermore, Sean is the wealthiest man in Australia. There are countless women who want to have sex with him. I can't possibly care about all of them. I should mind my own business. When the twins I'm carrying are born, I won't even have to worry about my meals in the future. Catherine started shuffling the cards nonchalantly. After she shuffled the cards, she noticed that the madams at her table were looking behind her with an odd expression. She turned back to take a look. Sean was standing behind her with a hardened expression. She did not know how much of the conversation he had heard. Madame Campos burst out laughing. Eldest young Master Hill, did you hear that? Your wife isn't concerned about you at all. Aunt Campos, you should mind your own business. I bet you caught your husband cheating many times ever since the sea stopped playing. Let's go. Sean pulled Catherine up from the chair. Hey, Sean, what are you doing? Old Madame Hill, who was at another table, stood up in dissatisfaction. We've just been playing for an hour. Granny, is 1 hour not long enough? How much longer do you want her to play? Are you hoping that my children will learn bridge for their prenatal education? After he snapped at old Madame Hill, he grabbed Catherine and went to the car. Both of them sat in the back seat. Sean's face was full of sarcasm. Mind your own business. What else? Catherine yawned lazily. Her indifferent attitude made Sean become filled with resentment. I'm your man. You should place me first. Oh. Catherine nodded. What do you mean by oh? You never take my words to heart. Sean felt that his actions and words had no effect at all. What do you want me to do? Catherine said annoyedly. Nag at you every day? Whenever I say something, you would think that I don't understand you. When I say something again, you would think that I'm misunderstanding your childhood sweetheart and accuse me of not trusting you. I have no idea what you're trying to do here. Sean could not find words to reply to Catherine. He was filled with frustration. When it became silent in the car, Catherine read a novel on her phone. There's radiation from the phone. Don't keep looking at it. Sean took her phone away. Catherine simply looked out the window. She did not even have the energy to communicate with him. Babe, don't be like this. If there's anything that you're unhappy with, just say it out. There's no need to keep it inside your heart. Sean lowered his voice and tried to please her. I'm not unhappy. I'm living quite a fulfilled life, Catherine replied to him lazily. Sean, who was completely shut out again, was aggrieved. Didn't you tell me to bring you along if I'm hanging out with Rodney and the others? I'm hanging out with them tonight at the clubhouse. Come along with me. I'm not going. Why did she have to ruin her mood by meeting Sarah? Aren't you worried that Sarah will be there too?
I'm not worried.
Catherine looked at Sean with a smile. Besides, having a physical affair doesn't count as cheating. Did she mean that she would not mind even if he slept with Sarah?
No, it could not be.
When he had accidentally hugged Sarah before, she was jealous for a long time.
My dear, tonight's gathering is mainly to welcome Chase. He's here in Canberra, Sean said to please her, you should go.
Catherine was taken aback. Chase came from the same hometown as her, and her relationship with Chase was pretty good.
Okay.
I haven't seen him in a long time anyways.
Sean's expression stiffened.
He never expected that there would come a day when he had to rely on Chase to invite her out.
Damn Chase, he could not possibly be contacting Catherine behind his back, right?
Chase, who was away fishing at sea, sneezed.
Who misses me so much?
Could it be Ren?
He took his phone out and sent a WhatsApp message to Catherine immediately.
Ren, it's been a while since we met.
Do you want to meet up tonight?
Sean, who was holding Catherine's phone, almost spat out blood due to anger when he saw that message appear on her screen.
Sure enough, that jerk did contact his wife behind his back.
8 p.m. At a private clubhouse by a lake in Canberra. Sean circled Catherine's waist and entered.
Chase, Rodney, and Sarah were already sitting on the leather sofa, drinking and chatting.
When both of them came in, Chase immediately waved at them with a smile.
Hi, Ren.
Did you miss me?
Sean shot him an icy glare.
Chase instantly felt chilly as if he was at the South Pole.
Catherine smiled as she nodded.
Young Master Harrison, what brings you to Canberra?
There's a business meeting.
Chase patted the seat beside him.
Sit here, Ren.
Just as Chase finished speaking, Sean had already sat on the seat that he patted on earlier.
Catherine was pulled by Sean to sit on another side. Seeing that there was a big guy between Ren and him, the corners of Chase's mouth twitched.
Are you dissatisfied with me sitting here?
Sean narrowed his eyes and raised his eyebrows.
Not at all.
Chase smiled sheepishly.
Sarah, who was sitting on the opposite side, concealed her darkened gaze.
She smiled and said, Shaunak, you've finally brought your wife out.
Otherwise, I'm the only woman here every single time.
It's no fun.
Catherine smiled vaguely and looked at Sean.
No wonder you had so many social engagements at night.
So you were with Sarah every time you went out.
Sean felt a tingling in his scalp.
Just as he wanted to talk, Rodney said discontentedly, don't be sarcastic.
Chester and I are always present too.
It's not just John and Sarah.
Tisk tisk, Ms. Neeson, you really make people envious of you.
You're surrounded by the three top noblemen of Australia, just like a princess.
Catherine smiled even brighter.
Rodney frowned.
Catherine, everyone's having a nice time.
Can you not start attacking others the moment you join in?
Rodney, Sean squinted his eyes to warn him.
Did I say anything wrong?
Rodney harrumphed.
Sarah and the three of us have known each other ever since we were young.
She only has a few friends like us left in Canberra.
What's wrong with asking her to hang out together?
There's nothing wrong.
I didn't say anything like that.
Catherine shrugged with an innocent look.
Young Master Snow, you're being unfair.
You said that I'm attacking others with my words, but I remember it was Ms. Neeson who started this topic. She was the one who said that she's the only woman here every single time. Otherwise, how would I have known that you guys invited her to hang out? What a deep relationship you guys have.
Everyone was stunned. Sean looked like he was deep in thought. Sean was no longer the old Sean. He was in control of the Hill family. If he wanted to do anything in his way, he did not even have to listen to the two elderly. Old Madam Hill's expression was awkward.
What's going on between the both of you? We realized that you two weren't on speaking terms before. But we thought that you youngsters would make up shortly after a fight.
Catherine felt a sweep of coldness in her chest. She did not know either. Was Sean fed up with her for not talking to him lately, so he wanted to get back together with Sarah? She really did not expect Sean to be so cruel.
Don't worry. We'll tell him off. You should take care of the babies.
This was a rare moment when old Master Hill was consoling someone so gently.
Catherine closed her eyes and did not say a word.
When the room became silent again, Auntie Yasmin brought a bowl of stew over and fed her.
Young madam, you must have some stew.
Even if you're not hungry, the babies in your belly need to eat too.
Auntie Yasmin, I can't let Sarah be their stepmother.
I'd feel uneasy, Catherine muttered.
Don't cry, young madam.
To be honest, I think eldest young Master Hill still has you in his heart.
Just this evening before Sarah came, he was looking everywhere for you.
His words differ from his feelings, but I can see that he wants to make up with you.
Not only that, he has always been at home at night lately.
Last night, he was even loitering at your door.
Auntie Yasmin said hesitantly, was it because you've ignored him for too long so now he's trying to provoke you?
He wouldn't use such a cruel method to provoke me unless his heart has really changed.
Catherine smiled bitterly and shook her head.
No, his heart has never changed.
He has been in love with Sarah all along.
It's not like that.
Eldest young Master Hill truly loves you.
Auntie Yasmin found it hard to explain it in words.
Why did eldest young Master Hill suddenly become this way?
It's very weird.
Catherine was stunned for a moment.
Auntie Yasmin, are you sure that Sean was looking for me before Sarah arrived?
I'm sure.
He even said you were the one who suggested that Dr.
Neeson came to the manor for his treatment, but you disappeared when it was time.
He was blaming you for not accompanying him.
Catherine was astonished.
Indeed, it seemed that Sean had turned heartless all of a sudden.
She recalled that after Sarah met Jennifer last time, Jennifer passed away not long after.
Could it be that Sarah had messed with something again?
Catherine's brows were knitted tightly in a frown. She was slightly uncertain as well. She lay on the bed for one whole night, but she could not sleep at all. The next day, her body felt better. She woke up and asked around about Sean's whereabouts. When she found out that he had not returned for the whole night, her heart went cold.
He had left with Sarah yesterday.
Did they spend the night together?
Did something happen?
A nauseous feeling welled up in her.
She threw up heavily.
Young madam, have some water.
Auntie Yasmin patted her back, full of worries. I'm okay.
Prepare the car.
I'm going to his company, Catherine said weakly. Auntie Yasmin was anxious.
But you're in this state, I want to get some things straight, Catherine said persistently.
Arrange the car, then, Elle said. We cannot let eldest young Master Hill continue being like this.
Auntie Yasmin sighed.
She arranged a car to send Catherine to Hill Corporation.
When Catherine arrived, the receptionist recognized her immediately.
A trace of sympathy flashed across her eyes.
Young madam, the president.
He's not free right now.
Catherine noticed the receptionist's gaze.
She said insistently, I'm still going up even if he's busy.
She headed straight upstairs.
When she pushed the office door open, Sean's upset voice sounded from inside.
Who allowed you to come in without knocking? Before he finished his sentence, he stopped abruptly when he saw Catherine.
Catherine saw what was happening in the office.
Sarah was sitting on Sean's lap.
That scene was so disgusting that she wanted to throw up again, even though she just did in the morning. Young madam, Sarah stood away from Sean's lap frantically.
I'm sorry, stop pretending, Sarah.
Don't you feel even an ounce of shame for seducing a married man?
Catherine could not hold it in anymore.
She rushed over and raised her hand to slap Sarah across her face.
However, Sean grabbed her wrist halfway.
He stared at her coldly.
Catherine, who do you think you are?
How dare you hit Sarah?
Get lost.
He flung her arm away hard.
If Elle had not held on to Catherine, she would have fallen to the ground.
Eldest young Master Hill, you can't do this.
Young madam is pregnant, Elle reminded him. She was the one who didn't stay at the manor and came out, Sean said in annoyance.
Catherine showed a sorrowful smile.
Do you think I wanted to?
My husband is accompanying another woman and hugging her.
How could I sleep?
Were you with her last night as well?
Sean averted his gaze and did not answer her.
However, him remaining silent meant that he was tacitly agreeing.
At that instant, Catherine was enveloped by despair and sadness.
Her face was as white as a sheet.
Sean's thin lips moved.
For some reason, he felt an ache in his heart.
At that moment, Sarah suddenly said, I'm sorry, Catherine.
I wasn't feeling well yesterday, so you had someone else's husband spend the night with you just because you weren't feeling well?
Ha, Sarah Langley Neeson, you're obviously shameless.
Can you stop acting innocent already?
Catherine could not bear listening to another word.
She took a deep breath, afraid that she might lose control.
Can you allow me to talk to my husband in private?
If you're brazen enough to remain here, then I can only call the reporters over.
We can have a chat together.
Anger flashed across Sean's eyes.
This is my private matter.
What will they think of Sarah if you call the reporters here?
Catherine laughed sarcastically.
His only concern was Sarah's image.
What about her?
Could she be simply trampled on by him as he liked?
Why are you laughing?
Sean felt uncomfortable and irritated by her smile.
Shaunik, stop fighting.
I should leave.
Sarah picked up her bag beside her.
She said, the internet is advanced nowadays.
If the reporters find out about this, people will surely criticize you with harsh words.
Sarah, Sean was slightly swayed. As expected, it was Sarah who was most concerned about him. I'll let the driver send you back.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you.
After saying that affectionately, Sarah turned around and shot an icy glance at Catherine when her back was facing Sean. She left smugly. Catherine clenched her fists. She was afraid that she would not be able to control herself and strangle Sarah to death.
Catherine, if you dare hurt Sarah, I'll never let you off the hook.
Sean saw her gaze and warned her, frowning. Catherine moved her eyes away and looked at that handsome and refined but heartless face. He was clearly still the man she loved, but his gaze was so unfamiliar that it made her scared. She was more willing to believe that Sean had gotten hypnotized by Sarah rather than him having a change of heart and becoming cruel.
Sean, why did you change all of a sudden?
She stared straight into the man's eyes. Her eyes were red and swollen.
You clearly said that you only have me in your heart right now and that you've never thought of getting back together with Sarah. Were you lying to me all along?
Sean was taken aback. Had he said those words before, Catherine noticed the receptionist's gaze. She said insistently, I'm still going up even if he's busy. She headed straight upstairs. When she pushed the office door open, Sean's upset voice sounded from inside. Who allowed you to come in without knocking? Before he finished his sentence, he stopped abruptly when he saw Catherine. Catherine saw what was happening in the office. Sarah was sitting on Sean's lap. That scene was so disgusting that she wanted to throw up again, even though she just did in the morning.
Young madam, Sarah stood away from Sean's lap frantically.
I'm sorry, stop pretending, Sarah.
Don't you feel even an ounce of shame for seducing a married man?
Catherine could not hold it in anymore. She rushed over and raised her hand to slap Sarah across her face. However, Sean grabbed her wrist halfway. He stared at her coldly.
Catherine, who do you think you are? How dare you hit Sarah?
Get lost. He flung her arm away hard.
If Elle had not held on to Catherine, she would have fallen to the ground.
Eldest young Master Hill, you can't do this.
Young madam is pregnant, Elle reminded him.
She was the one who didn't stay at the manor and came out, Sean said in annoyance. Catherine showed a sorrowful smile.
Do you think I wanted to?
My husband is accompanying another woman and hugging her.
How could I sleep?
Were you with her last night as well?
Sean averted his gaze and did not answer her.
However, him remaining silent meant that he was tacitly agreeing.
At that instant, Catherine was enveloped by despair and sadness. Her face was as white as a sheet.
Sean's thin lips moved.
For some reason, he felt an ache in his heart.
At that moment, Sarah suddenly said, I'm sorry, Catherine.
I wasn't feeling well yesterday, so you had someone else's husband spend the night with you just because you weren't feeling well?
Ha, Sarah Langley Neeson, you're obviously shameless.
Can you stop acting innocent already?
Catherine could not bear listening to another word. She took a deep breath, afraid that she might lose control.
Can you allow me to talk to my husband in private?
If you're brazen enough to remain here, then I can only call the reporters over.
We can have a chat together.
Anger flashed across Sean's eyes.
This is my private matter.
What will they think of Sarah if you call the reporters here?
Catherine laughed sarcastically. His only concern was Sarah's image.
What about her?
Could she be simply trampled on by him as he liked?
Why are you laughing?
Sean felt uncomfortable and irritated by her smile.
Shaunik, stop fighting.
I should leave.
Sarah picked up her bag beside her.
She said, the internet is advanced nowadays. If the reporters find out about this, people will surely criticize you with harsh words.
Sarah, Sean was slightly swayed.
As expected, it was Sarah who was most concerned about him.
I'll let the driver send you back.
Okay, I'll be waiting for you.
After saying that affectionately, Sarah turned around and shot an icy glance at Catherine when her back was facing Sean.
She left smugly.
Catherine clenched her fists.
She was afraid that she would not be able to control herself and strangle Sarah to death.
Catherine, if you dare hurt Sarah, I'll never let you off the hook.
Sean saw her gaze and warned her, frowning.
Catherine moved her eyes away and looked at that handsome and refined but heartless face.
He was clearly still the man she loved, but his gaze was so unfamiliar that it made her scared. She was more willing to believe that Sean had gotten hypnotized by Sarah rather than him having a change of heart and becoming cruel.
Sean, why did you change all of a sudden?
She stared straight into the man's eyes.
Her eyes were red and swollen.
You clearly said that you only have me in your heart right now and that you've never thought of getting back together with Sarah.
Were you lying to me all along?
Sean was taken aback.
Had he said those words before?
But, Hadley, I see that you've been keeping in touch with Catherine too much lately.
You're intent on helping her.
Let me tell you, no one understands Sarah more than me.
She's the woman I love.
I won't allow anyone to question her, Sean said icily. This matter ends here.
Hadley was astonished.
Eldest young Master Hill, I never get out.
Sean opened his laptop and gave the order to leave.
Hadley felt wronged and found it strange.
The evidence was right in front of him, but eldest young Master Hill looked like he could not differentiate between right and wrong at all.
Eldest young Master Hill was being too weird.
It was as if he had turned into someone else.
Yes, Hadley admitted that eldest young Master Hill had loved Sarah in the past, but he could see that eldest young Master Hill clearly had Catherine in his heart too.
Hadley felt that something was not right the more he thought about it.
He went to the manor after he got off work that day.
Ever since Catherine came back from Hill Corporation in the morning, she kept sitting at the balcony and looking outside without saying a word. When Hadley came over, she glanced at him sadly.
What did Sean want you to say to me?
Or is he no longer able to stand it so he got you to bring the divorce papers over?
Young madam, you've misunderstood.
Eldest young Master Hill doesn't know that I came to find you.
Hadley said reluctantly, I know that eldest young Master Hill has been taking things too far these days.
I think that this isn't his intent.
He's become a bit weird. You're suspecting that Sarah did something to him during the treatment?
Catherine asked in a low voice.
Hadley opened his mouth.
A while later, he said with a confused expression, I can't really describe it, but it feels like eldest young Master Hill has been brainwashed.
Actually, eldest young Master Hill had previously asked me to investigate Jennifer's ashes.
Logically speaking, he should have been slightly suspicious of Ms. Neeson. But when the results came out, he did not care about it at all. This isn't eldest young Master Hill's way of doing things. Even when he loved Ms. Neeson in the past, he had never blurred the line between right and wrong. Besides, before this, eldest young Master Hill would avoid Ms. Neeson as much as possible except during treatment sessions. Lately, he had not even been going to the parties held by young Master Rodney and the others. Now, however, he suddenly became close with Ms. Neeson. This is very weird. Catherine's face was pale with a gloomy expression. I sensed it as well. Auntie Yasmin told me that it's as if Sean has turned into a different person after his treatment session with Sarah. That's why I mustered my courage and went to look for him at the company. Hadley's heart skipped a beat. It looked like he had guessed correctly. Young madam, eldest young Master Hill must have been hypnotized. You can't take his hurtful words seriously. He really has you in his heart. I'm his personal assistant, I can feel it. Tell me, what can I possibly do? He despises me now. Catherine smiled sadly. I charged to his office but got humiliated in return. He hates me now. Hadley said worriedly, young madam, although I'm not clear as to why eldest young Master Hill would suddenly become like this, you're his wife and he's the children's father. Surely you don't wish for him to continue being like this. Catherine shook her head. She was at a loss. Of course I don't want that, but you should understand that Sean is the one who's in control of the Hill family now. Even if the Hill family members believe me, there's nothing we can change if Sean himself doesn't believe me. He has all the power and influence. Old Master Hill and Old Madam Hill are old, while Rodney and Chester trust Sarah a lot. They won't help me at all. Hadley's heart sank. He had to admit that what Catherine said was the truth. Young madam, honestly speaking, I never thought that Ms. Neeson would become so scary as well. If we let such a person stay by eldest young Master Hill's side, think about how she will treat the two children you're pregnant with now in the future. Catherine gritted her teeth. That was what she was worried about too. She lowered her head and touched her stomach. Her gaze held a deep trace of bitterness. Babies, what can I do to protect you? Hadley, can you find a good psychologist? Don't let Chester find out. I want to learn about Sean's overall condition. Okay. Hadley let out a breath of relief. Luckily, young madam had not given up. As the assistant of Australia's wealthiest man, Hadley had some good connections too. He quickly found a doctor called Dr. Cooper in Australia. Although Dr. Cooper had retired for many years, he had extensive experience in psychological research. That evening, Hadley accompanied Catherine to meet Dr. Cooper. After Dr. Cooper heard about Sean's changes, he adjusted his reading glasses. He said, "When I had an exchange with the top psychologists from Country Y, I heard them mentioning an ancient hypnotic skill in Country Y that could tamper with a person's feelings and memories. Your friend's symptoms are quite similar to that." Catherine was shocked. She asked frantically, "Can it be cured?" Dr. Cooper laughed bitterly. "I've already said that this hypnotic skill is very ancient. My psychologist friends in Country Y just said that based on hearsay. No one even knows how to do it.
This evil skill has been banned in the psychological profession. Apparently, no one will even dare to attempt it under normal circumstances because controlling the human brain and emotions is an unpredictable matter. In the past, those who have attempted this hypnosis would change a perfectly normal person into a retard 8 out of 10 times. Therefore, this skill was slowly forgotten. Catherine and Hadley were horrified. They did not expect Sarah to be so cruel that she would use a hypnotic skill that has been banned on Sean. He was the person she loved, for goodness sake. It was lucky that Sean was part of the percentile that did not become a retard. Is there no chance at all? Catherine asked, refusing to give up. That's right, Mr. Cooper. Please think about it, Hadley said hastily, although you're retired, I know that you have the most knowledge about this out of all the psychologists in Australia. Dr. Cooper sighed. I definitely can't cure him, and there are only very few doctors who can cure this. Even if you find a doctor who can do it, I'll advise you not to because the treatment process is even more dangerous. The chances of recovery are only 1%, so I've never heard of successful cases. I reckon that those who received the treatment are still retards. Catherine's mind was blank, and it was as if her heart had stopped beating too. The living room was in silence for a full minute. Then, she heard her own hoarse voice. So the best way is to let him continue being like this. Yes, that's what I mean. Dr. Cooper took a sip of coffee. Hadley asked worriedly, what about later on? Will there be any after effects? Besides his emotions being controlled by someone else, there's nothing much. It'll be like he's living in a dream. Dr. Cooper glanced at Catherine sympathetically. Only those who he loved before will be the unlucky ones. Catherine's lips twitched. She was not just unlucky. She was in a living hell. Thank you, Dr. Cooper. She stood up and walked out of Dr. Cooper's house soullessly. Catherine trashed everything in the house, frightening the new nanny. It was not until evening that Sean finally set foot in there. He looked at the wrecked house, but before he could react, a knife came at him. He ducked backward and grabbed Catherine's wrist, taking the knife and throwing it to the side. He turned to her and stared at the long-haired and ferocious woman in front of him. You're trying to kill me. I was wrong. I'd rather you become a fool, and you'd still be better than you are now. Catherine looked at him with hatred. Why are you alive? A psychopath like you should have been locked up in the first place. I was delusional to think that I could cure you myself. Haha, I must be insane. Shut up. I think you're the psychopath here. Sean dragged her to the bathroom and pressed her head toward the mirror. Look at you now. What's the difference between you and a lunatic? I'm insane. I've been driven to insanity by you. Catherine's face was streaked with tears. Sean, why are you doing this to my friend? You know that Freya was the victim. I can let go of the fact that you saved Thomas, but why did he have to discredit Freya's name when he came out? Do you know how important reputation is to a girl? Are all other women except Sarah worthless in your eyes? The vein on Sean's temples bulged. Are you done? The reporters aren't wrong. It was your friend who seduced Thomas. What did you say? Catherine stared at him, wide-eyed,
as if she was just told an incredulous story. It was Freya Lynch who added Thomas's WhatsApp and tried every means to seduce him. After she hooked up with him, she learned that his reputation was bad, so she wanted to get away from him. Nothing in this world comes without a price.
Who told you that?
Sarah. Do you believe everything she says? Sean snorted and said contemptuously, who would I believe if I don't believe Sarah?
You.
Freya Lynch and you are the same kinds of people. Birds of a feather flock together. The Lynch family has influence in Melbourne, but they're worthless in Canberra.
She'd, of course, want to marry Thomas.
He's influential here. Catherine's clean face turned as pale as a sheet of paper. She looked at his delicate thin lips, which she had kissed countless times before, so much so that she had forgotten that the thinner those lips were, the colder and more ruthless the man was. Who would he believe if not Sarah? Everything Sarah said was right. There was never the need to investigate and never the need to doubt. Catherine was in so much pain that she did not know what to say. All that came out of her throat was a series of heartbreaking wails. She could not move because he was holding her down. At that moment, Sean felt that the woman beneath him had suddenly gone crazy. She was like a broken little beast. As he got lost in thought for a few seconds, his hand loosened. Catherine broke free and grabbed a bottle of lotion on the washstand before smashing it over his head. Fresh blood immediately dripped from his forehead. Sean went mad, and he reached out to push her away. Catherine hit the wall at once, and blood flowed down her thighs. She slowly slid down the wall while she held her belly and cried in pain, unable to speak. Sean was frightened back to his senses. Ignoring the injury on his head, he hurriedly picked her up and rushed out of the room. For the 20-minute drive, Catherine was so numbed by the pain that she could not speak at all. However, she just grabbed onto the hem of her blood-stained skirt.